hear the wisdom of a member.
Well, that's fine, except other people may have other ideas about what constitutes the best use of our time, so maybe we can take a quick vote to reconsider. Since Mary isn't here, I'll call the roll.
Can you see if there's any objections?
Are there any objections to reconsidering? All right, hearing none then. Serene, why don't you go ahead?
I don't know at what point.
I'm sorry, but your voice is really, really soft. Is
there... Actually, I'm using a landline now, so it should be better.
It's not.
Listen carefully. I was trying my best. I'm actually speaking very loudly now. Can you guys hear?
It's soft.
It's very hard to hear you.
I have some concerns about this.
Is there someone washing dishes or something?
Yeah, there's a lot of background noise somewhere.
Yeah, you can mute your phone. Phone 1. Is everyone awake out there?
Okay.
Looking at item C, which is that a copy of each monthly roster will be sent to the PNB Elections Committee, there's no legitimate reason for the committee to actually have a roster of, and I assume here you're talking
point
about
of order.
This
is... Yes.
This section the member's referring to was not before the committee in the motion that was being considered and is being reconsidered. There's nothing in the motion that we considered regarding membership rosters going to the Elections Committee.
The motion considered is replacing C, D, E, and F. That is the motion, the substitute for the motion.
Could we read the motion again?
Yes, I will read the motion again. It is resolved that local and national election supervisors shall have access to the current and past membership rosters retained by general managers so that they may independently judge whether or not elections based on such membership rosters may be certified.
Why would they need to certify a previous election?
It's not the election, it's the rosters. Current and past membership rosters, that would be
right,
the monthly rosters.
They only need to verify. They don't need to certify, there's a difference. They need to certify the election. They need to verify the rosters and only the current roster. So what would be the purpose of them having access to all past membership rosters?
I think I can answer that.
Go ahead, please.
Is that?
If I put in 30 hours 9 months ago, I would qualify, and I haven't since, I would still qualify as a staff member for this election.
Hello?
Hello?
Did we just lose somebody?
I messed up my phone connection there, so I don't know how much of that.
No, we heard that. That was fine. It's Serene. I can't hear. Your voice keeps dropping.
Yeah. Then I guess my question is: this is wide open, current and past membership rosters. It doesn't say rosters for the past calendar year or for the past election year or anything. It's just, you know, every roster that the GM has ever had. It should be the roster that applies to the election that person is supervising.
Terry on stack.
Mm-hmm. Terry?
Yes. This resolution is in replacement as a subsection of what was previously passed, which required general managers to keep rosters for a year and no longer. The reason why past membership rosters are... Or one of the reasons why past membership rosters are important was so that the local election supervisor will see if there is a flurry of membership changes immediately before an election that breaks the pattern of member categorization for the entire year and so might indicate that there's something that needs investigation.
Right, but elections happen every 2 years together and then you skip a year. So it's one thing to say we want to look at the roster for the previous election, but there's no modification of the language here. It says current and past membership rosters.
Terry,
I'm just saying that if we have a specific intent, then our language should be tailored to that intent.
Carol Wolf asking to be on the staff.
Yes, Carol, go ahead.
It seems to me that we want to give the local and the national election supervisors every resource that they need to accurately certify an election, and I think that they're very carefully chosen. I think we should feel comfortable with the language as it's written. I don't see any risk to leaving the language as it is and leaving to their discretion what membership rosters they need in order to be sure that the election was accurately conducted.
Mm-hmm. Any other comments? All right. We have moved then to reconsider, and then we need to re-vote on this.
The language is stated?
And the language as originally stated, there's been no change proposed. So the motion that we're voting on is resolved that local and national election supervisors shall have access to the current and past membership rosters retained by general managers so that they may independently judge whether or not elections based on such membership rosters may be certified.
Can I have a quick point of information? Can I be heard?
I'm sorry, there's so much background noise. Yes, go ahead.
I'm asking for the wording of the portion of the motion or the motion that preceded this.
It's in the agenda. All four motions are in there, but this is replacing C, D, E, and F.
Right, I'm asking for what A and B were. I'm asking for
A and B have already passed. They were the motions
understand we're not voting on it. I'm asking for the text so that I can see how this flows with that. I don't know. What was that, 6 months ago?
Yes, I don't have that in front of me. That created the staff list and the unpaid staff organizing committee
Sarah,
list.
Do you have that?
Yeah, I believe it was sent by the chair to email today.
I'm looking at the agenda. I don't see it.
The title is Motions for Tonight's Meeting. And I don't know if it went to everybody.
I'm
can't
sorry,
tell.
Before or after the agenda?
So you want the original A and B that was passed by the PMB?
No. Well, you're saying that you sent it out, and I'm asking, was that sent before or after the agenda?
I think I sent it to people who were doing motions, and I didn't send it to everybody who wrote.
Yeah, so I got that in order to propose the substitute language.
Right,
but I don't have it. It wasn't sent.
Right, so do you want me to read it?
Please.
Yeah, here are the two parts passed by the PNB at the November 28th meeting. As amended, Part A, that the general managers of each Pacifica station shall maintain a roster updated monthly and retained for 12 months of the individuals who qualify as staff members under the bylaws criteria for stations with no unpaid staff organization or unpaid staff collective bargaining unit. Authority over sections of this unpaid staff roster may be delegated, but primary responsibility rests with the general manager, and the IED will be asked to implement a standardized procedure. The Part B motion that was passed reads as follows, that the general managers of each Pacifica station with a recognized unpaid staff organization or unpaid staff collective bargaining unit shall maintain a roster updated monthly and retained for 12 months of the individuals who have been qualified as staff members by that organization or unit and the basis of the qualification in each case. Primary responsibility for the maintenance of this roster shall be assigned to an individual designated by the unpaid staff organization or unpaid staff collective bargaining unit, but the general manager may exercise authority to ensure its accuracy.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Any other questions? I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
No, I was asking Tara to just send it to me by email. So
okay.
Easy reference. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Easy reference.
All right, are we ready to vote on this then, as it stands? Are there any objections to the language as it stands? All right, hearing no objections then, we will revote this without objection. The language will pass. All right, thank you. Now, the next item is a discussion, as we were starting to get into the priorities. And we were asking what our pleasure is. Where do we want to go with this? Les asked us to discuss something that I think perhaps we're not ready to really discuss yet. And then the question of how to get a quorum was proposed by Harrison. And by that, I suppose, Harrison, you meant outreach?
Well, the main idea that crosses my mind is to figure out some way to bring the issues that are actually at play before the membership.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like the elections that I've participated in, it seemed to me that, you know, I had things that I was really concerned about, but it never seemed like we actually debated those issues, and I don't think that people recognized that there was anything really to vote about. And so maybe that's a part of outreach, but as we've typically meant it, you know, in terms of, you know, please vote, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know that that works all that well.
Mm. How to get the issues out as opposed to
the election
itself.
I've, you know, considered a couple ideas, but, you know, in terms of having the candidates choose issues and maybe have the on-air forums be topically oriented a little more, you know, it seems like if Les and other people choose the issues for the forum, they tend not to be controversial. They tend to be things that aren't going to threaten anybody, and I think that's the kind of discussion that is boring and might not get as many people to vote as if we let the things that get people upset get on the air.
So you're talking about the on-air forums as opposed to the in-person forums?
Well, our in-person forums have been just atrociously attended. I don't, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't think that contributed to voting. I think everybody that showed up at a forum was inevitably going to vote before they got there, and that included hardly anybody. So I think they were the off-air forums just seemed like they were a total failure. And I haven't heard about any that seemed like they were did well. But we're doing what probably should be, I'm doing what probably should be done in committee, which is to discuss these issues rather than figure out how to proceed.
Well, setting up a committee, you know, what about? I thought that it really is an interesting question. The question of the effectiveness of the on-air forums versus the in-person forums. Is it either or? Is one more useful than the other? Is it the way we've been doing them or just the nature of these things? Maybe we need to noodle that a bit and ask people, you know, just ask around at our local stations what candidates think and what voters think, you know, about what was wrong with the last time and how they could be improved. I don't know. Is that an issue that we want to set up a committee for? Does everybody agree on that? Does whoever has... Thank you.
On the staff?
Yes, please. Who is that?
Carol.
Carol, okay.
Mm-hmm. It seems to me that being sure that quorum is a priority, because if we don't get a quorum, everything else is purpose.
You're fading in and out, Carol. Are you moving? Or?
I think that being sure we reach a quorum in the election is a very top priority, because if we don't reach a quorum, everything else that we've put in place doesn't serve a purpose. So it seems to me that that is a high priority, and I would suggest setting up a committee on it if we don't want to do it as a business control election committee, and I'd be glad to be on that committee.
I would like to offer an alternative suggestion. This is Ted. May I speak?
Yes, Ted.
I would like to ask, since they have ultimate control of the signal, for a unified voice from the four GMs and the executive director on a proposal from them that would be in place 1 month from at our next meeting. That would be their suggestions on how they plan to use all of the resources of Pacifica to generate enthusiasm for the upcoming election. And I think that each one of us could be responsible for sending our own GMs suggestions. No, better yet, we could send to the ED or to somebody for Universal Clearing just a whole series of ideas that we have, each one of us individually. So that,
excuse me, may I interrupt you just for a minute? If someone is doing dishes, could you mute yourself, please? The phone is not muted, and it's really very hard to hear. Sorry for the interruption, Ted. Go ahead.
Well, I think that's essentially it. That we, along with the general managers, come up with some ideas and see what they buy into, and by next month we have something that they have that they've agreed to.
Carol Wolf,
this is Serene. Can I get on the phone?
Carol.
Personal privilege.
Serene.
This,
yes,
Terry.
Terry.
Yep. Terry, personal privilege. I need to go to work now. I have sent out to the list my draft notes of this meeting for people to make corrections and send to Mary.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Terry.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Carol,
Bye.
Is it my turn?
Carol, yes, go ahead, please.
What I want to do is
sorry, point of order. Don't we need a secretary now to continue?
There is an audio, and I think we'll just have to rely on Mary. If someone would like to volunteer, I'd be happy to have you volunteer.
Just
assuming that the secretary would use the audio.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say that I think Ted's idea is a much better idea than mine, so I would agree with him.
All right. I'm not sure it was either or, and I wanted to clarify Ted's question, but go ahead, Serene.
Yeah, I actually wanted to suggest that because the next month GMs are going to be very busy with their business managers working on the budget, that we not task them to come up with enthusiasm for boards, about which they may or may not be enthusiastic, but that it's a task that a subcommittee of this group, I think, would be much better off tackling. And we can, of course, send the ideas to them. What do they call the group now? What do they call themselves? All the GMs and business managers together, or whatever the title is they now use.
Oh, yes, I think it's that, right. They do have a group that meets regularly.
So we should come up with something, offer it to the committee and then pass it on to them. But the task of generating, their task is to support the election process, not to be enthusiastic about it or to make listeners enthusiastic. I think that's our job and we should do it.
I would like to make a point. I agree. I think Ted's idea is a good one, but I do think we need a buy-in, and I think that asking them what they can do for their country or their stations might be a good way to start. So I kind of like that. I think we should do both, though, and I hope that, Ted, that's what you meant, that
it is.
We would pass things on to them, and they would tell us how much they're willing to give, and then we would begin to argue.
Yeah, if I can speak to this and to respond to what Serene said, I just think that, you know, we can spin our wheels on this thing. This is the $125,000 question, and if they're not going to take our suggestions, then we're dead in the water. I think we really need them to play as at least an equal role in this, if not a leadership role in it.
All right, good point. So I hear a committee being formed. Carol, you've already volunteered.
This is Harrison. I'd like to volunteer and also mention, of course, that Les Radke should be involved.
I'm afraid he can't avoid it. Good point. All right. Anyone else like to be on this committee?
Sure. I like the idea of drumming up enthusiasm.
All right. So we have Carol Harrison and Serene and Les by default. And again, as we agreed, would you post on to the list any teleconferencing that you do or phone conferencing so that we can join in or ask to join in? That would be very helpful.
So who will convene it?
Well, I think you are by default, Carol, since you were the first to volunteer.
Harrison, who was on it?
Yes, Harrison. Harrison Weil and Serene Roberts. And Harrison's suggestion was that Les be involved. He may not have time for all the meetings, but he certainly could be notified.
Yeah, I'm not sure that he should be part of the working group, but he
right.
should have at least as much involvement as the general managers do.
Well, I suspect he will, and perhaps, Carol, if you could post to the list when you're going to meet or talk, and then the rest of us who have time can join in.
Okay.
That might work.
Head on the committee or not?
I'm sorry?
Head on the committee?
No, Ted did not volunteer. Carol,
you know what? I will.
Answering.
I will.
You will?
Yeah.
All right, good.
And Carol, may I give you my phone number since my email is down?
Can we do that after we get off the public call, Harrison?
That
sorry.
Sounds good.
Okay, thank you. Oh, good. Thank you for muting.
Ted, I have to leave the call very shortly, so could I get his phone number now?
I don't have a big problem with that if it's all right with you.
I can, Harrison, I can just email it to her for you.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's fine, or I can send it to you, Carol.
Thank you.
Carol?
Yep.
Carol, I can give you my email address, and then I can send you back my phone number if that's if
sure.
work.
Sure.
My email, it's really easy. ted@llu.com.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that's fine. So we've dispensed with the quorum question.
Really,
we're talking about outreach. It's a very large question. Pardon?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Oh, excuse me, I was trying to be humorous.
I didn't hear that.
It wasn't very humorous.
Oh. we can use any little bit we can get at this hour. All right, so our next point, our next major item on this list, what would you...
Are we ready to address the issue of minutes of election committee meetings and where they get posted?
Well, we're still on the question of B, the priorities for this committee. We had set 45 minutes for that, but if there's nothing else to discuss on this issue and priorities, we can skip it. I thought we really should address some other of these issues. Unless anyone has an objection.
Well, I think this is a priority for the committee, and I'd like to bring it up in that context.
So are we amending the agenda to add things to priorities? If so, there's something I'd like to add.
Well, we certainly could do that. Mm-hmm. What would you like to add?
Working on diversity issues. We ran into a horrible problem with some of the boards, and certainly with the national board, and that should never be repeated, and not just because it's a CPB issue.
Okay. So we'll add that. Anyone else have anything to add? I think that those of us who have thought
given the lateness of the hour, I'd like to know how much longer the meeting will be.
Well, we didn't put time limits on the two new business items, your motions and Ted's, and this item had 45 minutes, but I was just going to suggest that, given the lateness of the hour, that those of us who have particular interests about particular items on here submit written proposals to the committee between now, perhaps, and let's say 2 weeks.
Good idea.
From now, so that we can mull them over online and perhaps on the public list, and this might be a good way to get other people involved on some of these issues.
Carolyn, what I have to say can be said so succinctly that I'd like to get it out, and then if you think it has to be typed, I can go forward, but I could have said it by now.
Is that on this issue, Ted, or
on this
your
issue
motion?
Of priorities of the committee, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
And that is that we get buy-in from each of the station managers that the minutes of the committee meetings, the ones that are chaired by the local election supervisors, be posted on the home page of each website.
Of the local supervisors, you mean? The minutes of meetings chaired by the local supervisors?
Correct.
I don't know if we have the authority to demand that.
No,
I'd like to offer an amendment.
We don't have a committee. We don't have a quorum either.
I'd like to offer
that.
Well, I think even if we don't have a quorum, as long as we pass motions by the number that would be needed to if we had quorum, we'll be fine. But I wanted to offer an amendment. I know that Les has been working with the webmeisters at the various stations. And I don't know that the layout of any station, frankly, website at this point allows for the posting of the minutes on the homepage, but I believe every station does have an LSB page. And while this is not a committee of the local station board, it is governance related. And to ask that those minutes be posted there seems to me to be more just as a practical matter. A more reasonable thing to do.
I'd say that we've not had a problem at all. Our webmaster has not had a problem at all. In fact, our minutes are on the LSB board and always have been.
Richard, can I be on?
Yes, Richard.
Nice to hear you. I would agree. We have, on our LSB page, we have all the previous election information from the last couple of elections and candidate statements and all that kind of stuff. And I think this would be an appropriate, you know, thing to put on there, current local election supervisor, you know, minutes, so people could follow decisions that were made about various things and they could look them up. I would hope they would follow the same practice that we practice with our LSB, which would be the minutes would just be the action items, not, you know, commentaries that people make, which that can go on and on forever. But
that's
just
exactly,
you know,
what we did.
They decided X, Y, and Z. You can do this, you can't do that, you know, and that kind of thing, so that everybody can know what the rules are as they change, if they want to find out.
I would like to get on the stack here.
So would I. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Harrison.
This is Ted.
Ted, go ahead, Ted.
Okay. The reason that I said the home page rather than the LSB page is because of this jurisdictional problem. And right now, many people think that the election committee is a committee of the LSB, and it further muddles the water when we put this committee on the LSB page when it's not an LSB committee.
Yes, good. That was the point I was going to make. I agree with you. The difficulties you had in Houston are a good example.
We've not had any difficulties with minutes.
No. I'm just saying with the jurisdictional question. I do know that these new web pages, I'm sure they could be modified to accept minutes. The technology is not the problem. It's a question of where they would be most appropriate. And I would like to empower the web page rather than the LSB, which already has its own existence at the moment, and make sure that any minutes that go on to the election web page. On the other hand, I'm not so sure we can do more than recommend, suggest. We certainly can't require.
Are you suggesting my webmaster has to do another web page?
No. Just add the minutes, any minutes, to the website for the elections, which is a new web page itself. Each station will have its own.
That means that we have to create a new web page now. I have to go to Chris John and say what we've been doing is not good enough. We have to create a whole new web page just for elections.
I don't know that there is. I think Les has been working with webmasters in each station already, so I don't think it's anything new. It's a question of adding minutes to that already existing
I'm just
web
concerned
page.
About it making work for her that would be a little bit of a hassle.
And, I have a point of information. Sorry, go ahead, Melinda.
Yes,
you're done. And I didn't realize Melinda wasn't done. Sorry.
No problem at all. Go ahead.
am I to understand that there's now going to be a WBI.org/elections website and the same thing on every, for each station?
Yes, I think the original plan was to use a basic template and vary it. I don't know if that's been carried out, but evidently there is a website page on every station website.
And Les has said this?
Yes.
Okay, because, you know, I guess that my concern is always that we make a lot of work for the staff.
Exactly.
And it makes more sense to me to have a pacifica.org/elections page with five different segments or sections.
Good idea.
And then, you know, Pete only has to build it and then give each local election, Les would be responsible for the entire thing and could post on any section, but the five local election supervisors can be taught how to post the stuff they need to post or get assistance, volunteer assistance or whatever, to work with them to post what they need to post, and there can be a link from every homepage, every station's homepage, to that Pacifica.org site. But it wouldn't mean that local election supervisors, local election webmeisters, some of whom are part-time, now have a whole other page that they're required to maintain.
Well, I know this project is pretty far along, so if you want to discuss that with Les, go ahead, but I have a feeling that he's considered all the options, and this was the one that seemed to be the most workable. Perhaps you can, you know, get to him privately on this. I don't really want to interfere with what he's doing on that.
Carolyn,
the question here that has come up is a question of whether or not minutes should be kept and posted at all. Yes, Ted?
I'm looking at the KPFA website right now, and on the home page it says upcoming local station board elections, and then there's a box that says participate and learn more. What are the duties of the local station board? Click here for more info. All I'm suggesting is that something like that be on the home page of every every Pacifica station, and then when you click on that, you would go to the minutes of the election committee meetings.
Well, I believe that there is that page on every station now, and the question of what you get when you click on it, it might be the whole page, and you'd have to maybe make two or three clicks and go through it. But that already exists. You're correct. KPFA, I think, was the model. The question before us now, though, is the question of minutes. Should we recommend that the local election supervisors keep minutes and post them to the local station facility, wherever it's located? I'd like to keep it on discussion of that so we can vote on that if we think it's something we want to pursue.
This is Harrison. It yes. seems like we might want to find out where Les is along in this project before
mm-hmm.
we make a specific recommendation. Seems
yep.
like Serene has one approach to it, which would
Mary Bird.
Put more
right.
of the burden on the Pete Caracas, and it might be centralized, might result in less work, but it might undo the work that was at KPFA is already done, and I'm not sure, but I think that the KPFK has a separate page for elections.
Every station does. Every station does.
Mm-hmm. Not KPFT.
Houston, New York, and Berkeley do. L.A. and D.C. do not, so every station doesn't. And you don't know what the hours are, what the workload is for these people to just, you know, and those sites currently contain information from 2004.
Mm-hmm. And
so there's not a lot of information there for this year. Les has released one writing, you know, which we were talking about earlier. Other than that, let's make an intelligent plan for minimizing the amount of work that people have to add to their you know.
Well, I'd like to suggest that that's not our job particularly. I'd like to ask Les for a report on that, and if he wants help on that, I suspect not. Again, the question I'd like us to focus on is whether we want to recommend that the local election supervisors keep minutes who are evidently under no obligation, according to Les, to do so, and that they post them somewhere. That's the question of whether where that somewhere should be is a separate question. Can we focus on the minutes question? Anyone else have any comments on that? Excuse me?
I guess I'd like to suggest that what the chair just said be a motion, and we consider it.
And would you want to restate that, Harrison?
I think you said that it's sort of a modification, not very large, of what Ted suggested, that we recommend that the local election supervisors keep minutes of decisions made by their committees, and that be posted somewhere that candidates can access it.
Only the candidates?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm sorry. Where it can be accessed.
Where it can be accessed by members?
Yes, sure.
Okay.
By anyone, not just members. Public access.
Right.
Publicly. Sure. Access publicly. All right.
I have to leave the call. Sorry.
Who is this?
Carol Wolf. I have to leave the call.
Okay, Carol. Thank you very much.
Good night.
And we'll wait to hear the other. Good night. All right. So that's the motion. We recommend that the local election supervisors keep minutes of decisions and post minutes where they can be accessed publicly.
Incidentally, one thing I want to ask.
That word incorrect? Any questions on that?
I have a question in reference to that.
Yes.
What I'm wondering about is, I mean, given the fact that there are so many responsibilities of the supervisor, would it not be better to perhaps say that they would be accountable that these be put in there? Because I don't perceive an election, from having worked throughout an election, the minutes just don't seem to be that heavy a deal when you're considering that they're having to worry about all kinds of things like the rotations of commercials. There are just so many responsibilities on a supervisor. That just seems like that's adding another. That's why we have a committee. Is that we have chairs. We have they work in collaboration. It just seems like that's putting something on them that would be a little less purview of the actual running of the committee. They're in charge of the heavy lifting of the elections. But the more the minutiae of this type, I would think, would fall more so in the laps of the committee itself.
Well, I don't think this precludes them from delegating.
Oh, no.
Or getting
not at
a
all.
Secretary. Do you want to change the language at all? Or?
Yeah, I think I would like to maybe say maybe something that they would be accountable, or that it would be their responsibility to see to it that these were made public, maybe.
Oh, you mean that they don't have to do it personally? Oh,
right, exactly. That's my thought.
All right.
In other words, they don't have to have. We're not looking for Medusa with eight arms, you know. You know.
That actually
would have been
part of the job description.
They got a lot of pots on the fire already.
I would have thought that would have been assumed, but maybe I'm assuming too much. Anyone want to change
I'm sorry.
Language or just?
I'd like to say one thing, which is that the last election supervisor we had at KPFK spent considerable time making sure that she had the email addresses and could communicate with all of the people who were running and communicating to them each of her decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And this would seem to me to be a means by which making that communication, which does seem to me to be very essential to the fairness of the election, and I think Les was speaking to that earlier,
mm-hmm.
This might make it easier, and I think that's why Les is pursuing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is Serene. Can I get on the phone?
Yes, please.
I know that I don't think that we can actually add to the task of the local election supervisor. So I think it's fine. I understand the purpose of Ted's the thrust of his motion, and I'm I support the fact that this needs to be as open, as available, as transparent as possible for all the people involved in any way. But I think that the committee should vote to recommend that minutes be kept, that meetings be open, that minutes be kept, and that minutes be publicly posted, and stop there and see where they're going with the whole website thing. At some point, election candidates' statements and so forth will be on the web. So there's going to be a place where all election-related material will be housed.
Huh.
But for us to preclude, you know, to decide tonight where we think it should be, and we're not in a position to dictate to the elections, local election supervisors. We can merely recommend, and let's see what Les has in mind and who he's been working with and what they've come up with.
Exactly. Good. Yes, I think that simple language covers it. And again, it just says we recommend that the local election supervisors keep minutes of decisions and post them where they can be accessed publicly. Does anyone want to change
actually,
that?
Mine was a three-parter: open meetings, minutes, and have those minutes publicly available.
All right. Do you want to read the change? We recommend that
election committee meetings be. Someone helping me? Go ahead.
I think you just added the open meetings part.
Mm-hmm. No, actually, I said that when I spoke first.
No, I mean that's the addition that you that's the change I think that you're recommending to what we already
have. Right. Three things. Those three things now.
Hold open meetings. Would that do? Hold open meetings, comma, keep minutes of decisions, comma, and post them where they can be accessed publicly.
Well, keep minutes. Each committee can decide whether they want narrative or bullet point or whatever. I mean, we don't have to dictate to that extent.
All right. Any objections to that wording?
In other words, it doesn't contain of decisions, just keep minutes.
Well, I would say of decisions, because I would like to restrict the commentary type. That's where trouble starts with minutes. Just action minutes or minutes of decisions, at least. I mean, they can do anything else they want to, but at least decisions should be posted.
Right. If we say leave minutes, that minutes certainly have to do at least that. It may do something else. If the committee decides they want, if someone's willing to log it and they want a blow-by-blow, give them a blow-by-blow.
Well, the minutes have to
include. But just leave it at minutes.
You need to have who's present and decisions that are made.
Right. That's the minimum requirement for them to be considered minutes. So
right,
we'll
strike
it at minutes.
Decisions, and the language then will read, we recommend that local election supervisors hold open meetings, keep minutes, and post them where they can be accessed publicly.
This is LaVarne.
LaVarne?
Mm-hmm. I think that your point about minutes, because so the thing in terms of how minutes are kept and are, you know, can vary. So I think that your the pertinent information here is decisions, so that we won't come up with minutes that are narrative or just so-called minutes. So I think the wording with the decisions, I think that should stay in the motion.
You'd like to leave that here?
Yes, I would. Because I've seen minutes. In fact, we just went through a minutes argument at the LSU meeting today. So,
but don't they also convey that? Don't they also convey decisions and the names of the people present? Otherwise, they're not minutes.
Well, that's the whole point. But you know, they can call them minutes, and they could be, they cannot be minutes. So I think the whole point with the decisions.
No, I think the term minutes is very specific, and it says at a minimum. It must do these things, but each local committee can then decide what else they would like their minutes to do.
Well,
I mean,
exactly,
it's, you know.
I think that's exactly right, but I think the pertinent thing that we want is to have decisions, because therefore to guide them in terms of what we want, that we do want minutes, and that minutes should have decisions in there. I think that this just really kind of guides people into not producing something they call minutes that are not minutes.
Well, I think that's
Richard,
the point. Yes, Richard?
Well, I agree with LaVarne, and the you know, one of the things that can be done sometimes is if they want to put long narratives in there, that can discourage people from reading the minutes. So I think it should, we should make it clear what we would request would be straight to the point, that who was there, what happened, and you know, the action items, and that's it. I mean, otherwise, you know, I mean, I've seen minutes that you know,
mm-hmm.
and it can, you know, get into people's comments, and, you know, and then some people's comments don't get put in, other people's comments get put in, and then you have a biased recitation of what happened, which is not accurate. So I think we just should make it, you know, that type of situation where it's just the action items, which of course includes the people and the decisions.
Do you think we should change the word minutes of decisions to minutes of action items? Or, as Ted suggests, minutes of attendance and action items?
Folks, this is Ted. Can I speak, please?
Yes.
Robert's Rules of Order says that you don't really have minutes for committee meetings. What you have is reports, and it covers four things. It's, number one, a description of the way in which the reporting body, usually a committee, undertook its charge. Number two, the facts uncovered or information obtained. Number three, the findings or conclusions derived from the facts or information. And number four, resolutions or recommendations. I didn't read all of it, but it's on page 47 and 488.
47 or 487?
487 and 488.
Well, thank you. The glitch here, of course, is that there's a question about whether or not this committee would be bound by Robert's rules, since the supervisor is not a member of the foundation, but your point is well taken. The question for us is, how specific do we want to make the language of this recommendation, which is, again, only a recommendation? My feeling is that the local committees will shape the form of the minutes as they ultimately come out, no matter what we say. But how detailed do we want to make this? Richard, do you have any suggestions on language?
Well, no disrespect to Ted, but I think we got to get away from this Robert's Rules of Order conundrum. You know, that's really talking about reports. And these are special kind of committees, and if we want to have minutes of the decisions they made, what's wrong with asking for that and not putting ourselves in that Robert's Rules straitjacket? These are not subcommittees of the LSB or subcommittees of the PNB where the Robert's Rules would actually necessarily be applied. I think we need to just say this is what would make sense to have. The key thing is we want to know who was there and what they did. And if you talk about putting facts in, you know, then unless you have a court reporter there, you know, transcribing it, you get very different versions of what the facts were depending upon who's reporting. So I think we just stick to who was there and the decisions that, you know, this motion was made and it was passed 6-3. The new rule is that you do this with an election or, you know, for our local body. I mean, that's what we want, and I think we're just belaboring this to death.
All right, you're suggesting that we add the phrase attendance and decisions?
Well, we already, I guess we already discussed that as part of minutes. You know, I don't know. I feel very frustrated, like we're talking around each other or something, and the key thing is we want to know what decisions were made and who made them. So that way there's accountability, there's transparency, and everybody knows what transpired, you know, without getting into editorial detail, which tends to break down into sort of sectarian politics when people start saying, well, yeah, and they took this position, they took that position. You know, we don't have time for all that, and unless we have money for somebody to transcribe all the wording, it's silly, so we should just limit it.
Well,
you know,
you may have not heard less on this, but he did point out that the attendance would be important, especially if candidates were allowed to be there. Other people would want to know which candidates attended these local supervisors' meetings, and he was against their saying anything and probably against their even being in attendance. So I would anyone object to adding, we recommend that the local election supervisors hold open meetings and keep minutes of attendance and decisions and post them where they yada, yada, yada?
I have a question.
Yes.
People aren't actually required to identify themselves certainly at LSB meetings and so forth, that's not required at a committee meeting, since in the case of New York where it your presence attaches to membership, we do get names. But in a case like this, I can understand why members of the committees attendance would have to be recorded.
Right.
But members of the general public we're now getting into?
No, I don't think that's implied at all.
Well, you just mentioned that they would need to know the names of candidates who are present. Even if someone intends to run.
That was Les's suggestion, yeah. That was Les Radke's suggestion.
Okay, but it's still a concern about whether or not people should have to identify themselves if they're just attending a meeting.
I think we should just put members attending.
Put minutes and leave it alone. We could just put minutes and leave it alone.
Oh, I would like to know, you know, if there are regular members of these committees and something gets voted on, who
mm-hmm,
voted,
mm-hmm,
you know, that's important to know.
Yes, I think so, too.
So that if they're, you know, it's part of accountability. It's always important. But I agree with Serene, if somebody just dropped by to observe, their name doesn't have to be put on there. Now,
well,
if they are a disclosed candidate, then I think they give up that right to have an anonymity of a situation like that. And that's very different than just a listener dropping in. You know, I would agree with her on that. We don't need to keep track of everybody who shows up at a meeting, only those voting members we need to know. And if a candidate showed up, then maybe that needs to be noted in the minutes.
But, Richard, what if someone does not declare themselves to be a candidate for the first month and a half?
And they're not, then that's fine. They're
recorded,
not
although they're
yet.
There. No.
That's why we need to know who was at the meeting, so that if there is a ruling that they have given up their right to be a candidate because they've been attending these meetings, we need to know who was at the meetings.
No, that's not what Les said. Les said membership on the committee.
Right. That's where we need to
affect your attendance at a meeting.
If they just show up and listen, I don't think that should disqualify them. If they've joined the committee,
right,
that's different. And the committee members present need to be noted.
Carolyn, this is Ted. I think we're losing sight of something, and that is that the election supervisor has dictatorial control, and if they think anything is going on that's funny because some member of the committee is doing something that's inappropriate, they can overrule that person to make what is an appropriate best decision for the foundation. So I think this meticulousness about who's present is less important. I think it's good that we do formal, you know, I think we've got it, and let's go on.
Well, what language have we got here? Keep minutes of member attendance and of decision?
Sure.
Can everybody agree
yeah.
to that? All right. Is there any objection to that language? All right, then. Without objection, then we'll adopt that motion.
I'd like to speak to something really important that's just come to my attention. I've gone to the KPFT website. And I am reading what it says here under local station boards have the following duties and responsibilities. And it is not verbatim what is in the bylaws, and they have significantly amended the article Tay, I think it is, that talks about the duties of local station boards regarding program issues related to programming. That is article, I'm sorry, it's article G.
E, right, G.
And I think these websites need to be verbatim what is from in the bylaws. They cannot edit this and say local station boards have the following duties and responsibilities that is not exactly from the bylaws.
Well, I think those points, these are all works in progress, Ted, and you should convey your opinions directly to Les, who indicated, I think, that he was happy to have feedback on these sites. They're all
built.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to log back out tonight.
Okay, Melinda, thank you.
I'm afraid I got to go to sleep, but thank you, guys.
Good night.
This is LaVar, and also I'm going to have to log off, but I'm about to go out and get in my car, but I'll be on my cell phone.
Okay,
so,
thank you.
Carolyn, can we have Les Radke's email address?
Excuse me, if we need you for a vote, LaVarne, is that what you're saying? We can call you. Thank you.
What is Les Radke's?
Yes, ballot@pacifica.org. ballot@pacifica.org.
Can I ask you, Ted, what the language is that causes concern?
Sure, I'd be happy.
I hate to say this, Ted, but we're going to move on to the next item, which is your agenda item, a new business. Do you really want to divert this now or and discuss this, or can we leave it for another time and move on?
I think we addressed it when we were talking about posting the minutes. I think we've done that.
Oh, okay. So we finished with that. All right. So then, all right.
Okay. May I respond to Serene's question?
Yes, then go ahead.
Okay.
Well, you know, I would just interject. I don't think it matters what it says. It should be verbatim, because anything else is going to change it some one way or the other.
Yeah. Boy, it's. I think it's illustrative of the problems we have when people start manipulating things. I wish I could find. Why can't I find it all of a sudden?
Which website is it on, Ted?
It's on the KPFA website. Here it is. On the website, it says, ensuring in conjunction with station management and staff that the radio station's programming fulfills the purposes of the mission of the Pacifica Foundation. In the bylaws, it says, to work with station management to ensure that station programming fulfills the purposes of the foundation and is responsive to the diverse needs of the listeners, demographic, and communities geographic served by the station, and that station policies and procedures for making programming decisions and for program evaluation are working in a fair, collaborative, and respectful manner to provide quality programming. I hope you could hear the significant difference.
Well, one is longer, but there's no fundamental difference in meaning. If you're going to be working respectfully and collaboratively with people, you'll be working with the people who do the programming, which are the staff. And the board is responsible in conjunction with station management and staff to make sure that we do that. This is a shorter version. I don't think we're expected to reproduce everything verbatim from the bylaws. I don't think it'll be interesting reading, but I also think this is a brief. It says introduction.
I disagree with you. It's very clear. It's labeled as local station boards have the following duties and responsibilities. There is no reason to edit this. We're talking about a website. It's electronic. It's not paper.
Well, again, why don't you put this in writing, put it to the list, and send it to us? I think we're all going to be finding things that we agree with and disagree with, and that's what we're here for, to give feedback on these things and make recommendations. So, if you think that there's something there that needs to be changed, put it out there.
Ed, what website was that, KPFA's?
KPFA's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
KPFT's.
And also, I might point out, I could not go to the KPFA website and look for the minutes of previous meetings of anything. If it's identifiable, it's well embedded. It's not clear.
But that's a search problem should be brought to the.
Talking about KPFA again, or somebody said T? Which
A?
Berkeley.
You, babe.
Yeah, well, I can go. I was looking at minutes earlier today. You can find them really easy. Go to LSB, and then it's there. Meeting records.
Records. Okay. So
on the front page, you go to the LSB, mm-hmm. Click on there, and then you'll see a whole list of things. And one of them says meeting records.
May I ask? I have a point of information.
Yes.
Is there something else for tonight?
No, that was my point.
Good.
Point of procedure here. We've dispensed with the two motions that were added to new business. So I will certainly entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So moved.
All right. Thank you for a good meeting again, people.
Night, all.
Good night, and we'll be in touch.
You have to answer objections, Carolyn. I'm sure no one will, but go through the process.
Oh, I hope no one will. Any objections? Thank you.
Okay, great. Good night.
Good night, all.
Good night.